Joining us is Sergeant William Campbell, who's with the Marine Corps Recruiting Office here in Sioux Falls. Thanks so much for dropping by. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Greg, and you know, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about an event you've got coming up. I thought this sounded neat when we got the email from you talking about an event where you're bringing kids from around the area into a mini boot camp. Tell us what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Well, basically what we do is once it's an annual thing that we set up, and basically what we do is we bring all the pool, all of our poolies, and those are people that are waiting to go to boot camp. We bring those people and any guests that actually want to come and accompany the poolies, and we take them down to Camp Ripley, Minnesota, and basically it's a good opportunity for us to sit there and start getting them accustomed to some of the mental and the physical rigors that are going to be going through boot camp. Like, for instance, we have like real drill instructors. We fly them out from San Diego and Parris Island. So they get to meet those drill instructors, you know, right off the bat. They get to get a little bit of a one-on-one, kind of get a little bit accustomed to some of the stuff that's going to go through it.
Because that's a big shock.
That's probably the big thing.
For those who have been through boot camp, that's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, we actually have, in boot camp, we have our own name for that day when you meet your drill instructors. We call it Black Friday.
Sure.
You know, it's not the day after Thanksgiving or anything, but yes.
So how long is the camp all in all, and what kinds of things do you cover with the kids?
Well, basically, it starts on the April. We take them down on the 25th, which is Friday. We'll leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll take them down there. That night, we go through some stuff. We do the initial strength test, you know, run them on, getting them to do their pull-ups, crunches, you know, or run time, trying to see how they gauge against everybody else. And then we'll go through some other stuff the next day. They'll go through, you know, weapons handling classes, teaching them how to assemble, disassemble the M16, actually get them on a M16 simulator, possibly. Run them through an obstacle course, you know, some CrossFit sessions, some a bunch of different stuff like that. We do knowledge classes, you know, that teach them some of the things that if they do decide to go through with the Marines, that they understand some of the stuff before they get down there. And then on, you know, the last day, we normally go through some PT event, like a hike or a run and stuff like that. And then cumulated up, and actually one of my favorite events is at the very end we have the one of the Marine Corps leagues from Minneapolis actually comes out and cooks a big like barbecue for our guys. So for me it's kind of cool. I love that part because it's kind of future. You get to see past, present, and future Marines, you know, all together and everything.
Right.
All the guys that have fought before, the guys that are fighting right now, and the guys that are going to fight in the future. So I mean, it's a really interesting event.
So this really is designed for maybe then for kids who are thinking that they might like life in the military, specifically the Marine Corps?
Yes, sir. And I mean, when we sit there and look at it, basically we're looking for those kind of like the 16 to 27 year, you know, age group that are kind of, you know, thinking about pursuing something like this. Because when you
So young men generally now we're talking about.
Women,
right?
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, women, sure. Too, because when you sit there and look at it, just for instance, from our perspective, from Sioux Falls' perspective, you know, it's a good gauge because we've taken six females over the last 2 years. Three have decided to go with the Marine Corps and our Marines. Three of them, this helped, you know, open their eyes and say, you know what, maybe this isn't what I want to do, you know, with my life. And it's
sure.
The same thing with the males. You know, it's a good opportunity for them to sit there and go through it, see if they like it. And if they like it, well, great, you know, let's do it. But if you don't like it, no harm, no foul. There's no commitment. If you come to this this event, there's no commitment, and it's basically free of cost.
Well, I was just going to ask that, if there was a charge that's associated with the boot camp.
No, basically what we tell them is because while you're down there, building's taken care of, food's taken care of. The only thing that we tell them that they want to bring is, you know, bring a little bit of extra money in case, you know, we stop for snacks on the way up. Because on a bus all the way to Camp Ripley, that's a little bit of a drive.
I've done it many times.
Yes, it's a little bit of a drive.
I was a member of the South Dakota National Guard.
Okay.
Spent many two-week summer camps up in mm-hmm. Camp Ripley firing the old 155 self-propelled howitzers.
So. Yeah, actually, we're about to, after this, later today, we're heading back up there to Camp Ripley for training.
Sure.
So.
Well, Sergeant William Campbell is here. He's a Marine Corps recruiter. For people who might want more information about the boot camp, what can they do?
Oh, basically, I mean, the easiest way to do it is that they want to find out, you know, information about it, or they want to, you know, they want
to
find out
enroll,
if, you know, you
yeah.
basically set up, get it set up for it. Easiest way to do it is to give us a call, you know, at the recruiting office, and our number is 605-361-2684. Or you can actually stop into the recruiting office and talk to us. And that's at, you know, we're right on 57th and Louise, that 5019 South Louise Avenue. But it's basically the easiest way. No one knows where we are. But if you know where Noodles and Company, Cherry Berry, or Panera is on 57th and Louise, we're in that same strip mall. We're right there.
Sure. So, now, how long have you been a Marine Corps recruiter then?
I've been a Marine Corps recruiter for about 2.5 years. So,
you liking it? You loving it?
You know, recruiting, it has its, you know, it's just like any job, you know, it has its ups, it has its downs.
Sure.
But for me, there's a lot of rewarding things about being a recruiter. For myself, you know, it's one of those things you get to sit there and basically the Marine Corps is in my hands. You know, I get to sit there and interview these young men and women that are wanting to sit there and join the Marine Corps. And if you sit there and think about it, essentially, I'm helping mold the future Marine Corps. You know, so I'm helping guide the Marine Corps in a fashion that I would like to see the Marine Corps go. So, I mean, there is a lot of honors, and not to mention, one of my things is, you know, being a working on my degree for a psychology degree to help young adults. So for me, it's a very interesting thing because I'm getting to talk to young adults. I'm getting to, you know, talk to the parents, you know, help them, you know, work through some problems that they might have and everything. So when it comes to me, I find it's pretty enjoyable because you get to sit there and those kids that are in a bad situation want to better themselves and helping them take them from point A to point B and then seeing them come back in after they graduate boot camp and shake my hand. And it's a really rewarding experience.
What brought you to Marine Corps in the first place?
there's a funny story about that. You know, when I was, it was back in 2005, I was washing windows up in Minot, North Dakota. It was December. It was about...
Oh, man. Say no more.
Yeah, it was about 60 below zero. And I was sitting there, standing up on this ladder, washing the windows of Target. And I was sitting there watching them, and it was like something kept telling me, it's like, you know, what are you doing with your life? You know, you're sitting there, you're 23 years old, you're washing windows, it's 60 below zero, you're spraying straight alcohol on the windows to keep them from freezing. You know, what do you, you know, when you get old and you have kids or you have grandkids, what are you going to tell them you did? You know, I washed windows when it was 60 below zero out. You know, that just wasn't something I wanted to tell my kids, you know?
Sure.
I was looking for something, you know, something to be proud of, something that would challenge me. So that day I got down off the ladder, walked straight through the mall, right to that recruiting office, walked in and said, hey, look, you know, I don't care. Just make me a Marine, you know, cause I knew everything. I grew up from a very broad family, military family. I got all five branches plus the Air Guard and the Army National Guard covered in my family.
Sure.
So, I mean, I already knew what all the different branches offered and everything. And I, you know, with me, it was like, look, just put me in the Marines. You know, I know that they're going to challenge me. I know that I'm going to have pride.
Hey, we all respect the Marines. No question about it. And I said, my time in the Army, you know, in training, and you see the Marines, and it's a proud branch of the service.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of pride.
And they look good, and they're standing tall, baby.
Yep.
Well, listen, it's great to have you in here. Sergeant William Campbell, he's a Marine Corps recruiter. And again, the phone number for people who may want more information on the mini boot camp, what number can they call?
They can give us a call at 605-361-2684.
Hey, it's really a pleasure to meet you, Sergeant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Greg, it was nice meeting you. It was a long time waiting.